Hold on, girl. Let me take this. Hold on. Hello? You ain't gotta like me, but you gonna like what I have to say.
Welcome. Thank you so much for tuning in to episode 10. It's your girl, Margaret. As always, thank you guys so much for tuning in, pressing play, subscribing, following, fast forwarding, rewinding back because we know you missed some shit. Either way, I definitely appreciate the love and support. Today's episode is really special because not only are we ending this year, we are ending an entire decade. So to celebrate 2020 and our entrance to a new decade, I decided to create a list of my top 10 things for us to leave behind in 2019. Now, today's episode features an amazing guest who I've actually got a lot of backlash from his own episode. He helped me earlier in the fall in opening for season 2, and I thought, why not bring back the internet's most hated, aka Lipstick Alley's most hated guy? Mr. Belair, do you want to say hello?
Hey, hi, Lipstick Alley. Hey, you guys.
That was really petty. Just thought I'd say.
I thought it was fine. They say hi to me all the time, so I'm just saying hi back.
Now, little background on this Lipstick Alley stuff that I kind of, you guys see my question of the day, you see me kind of post some stuff or whatever, but again, for the season premiere of season 2, I went ahead and had Mr. Belair on the episode, and he had talked about parenting, and he got a lot of backlash because of some comments he made about his, I guess, co-parenting. Yeah, a lot of backlash, and it ended up with a lot of trolls in his inbox and DMs, and so they're really mad, and they've been blocked, and they're all over Lipstick Alley, and they chat and stuff, man. And they still listen.
I just want y'all to know, no matter what you say, I love you. I promise. Belair loves Lipstick Alley. I should get a t-shirt that says that.
Yeah, that would be nice. Yeah, and they love his music too. As well. But anyway, so I thought, why not bring him back to kind of close out for the mid-season finale, especially since you guys didn't want him back, so he's back. But a couple of different things. I mean, now that we are entering, well, we're closing out 2019 and we're entering a new year, I just got two small questions for you, and I think this is a common question that everybody has for themselves. For the first question is what are you most excited about letting go in 2019?
Toxic relationships and environments, you know.
Okay.
Just starting to get more comfortable with my peace, or the peace that I've worked for. So, like, getting rid of those toxic people, those toxic places you go that, you know, bring out triggers and shit like that.
Yeah, I think that's a really good thing to let go. Same here, too. I mean, definitely for me, it's going to be more the toxic family dynamics. I want no parts of that bullshit. I'm good. If you disrupt my peace, I'm fucking good. Yeah. Now, what about for my next question is what are you looking forward to in 2020?
Success. You know, I feel like a lot of things are coming together for a lot of people who like work hard, like for the past 10 years. And my biggest thing is I just want to like come into like the fruits of my labor.
Okay. That's it.
I mean, yes. I mean, you know, I've been working hard. You know what I mean? I'm about to drop my album in 2020. I'm about to, like, just start pulling stuff together as far as content. And I mean, for me, because I've seen a lot of people as well, like, on the scene in New York, like, just grinding. And I know, like, somebody's going to break through. You know what I mean? And hopefully it's me, too.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's good.
Well, what are you looking forward to then?
I ask the questions here.
My bad.
I'm joking. anyway, I am looking forward to my peace, just continuing my peace, my self-definition journey. That's pretty much it. I don't really have any like business goals per se. I really just want to ride the wave of peace and just finding myself and being content with myself. And so far, I'm happy with the person I'm becoming. And I just want to, you know, elevate that. And that's my main focus for 2020. So, yeah.
I hear you.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I mean, I definitely wish you tons of success, especially with the album. So, Of course. Now, let's go ahead and get into today's episode, of course. As always, you know, this countdown is going to be in true fashion of a countdown style. I actually have maybe about two bonuses on here. You know, I try to make a top 10, but you know what? Life just does not allow that, okay? But with that said, as always, these are my opinions. This is his opinions. It does not mean that you have to follow these opinions.
You must specify that.
Yes, you have to. So
our opinions.
Yes. You might agree. You might not agree. You might like it. You may not like it. And that's okay. You're welcome to leave a voice message, but do not create fake IG accounts to do that. Okay.
I still love you, Lipstick Alley. I feel like I'm going to say that every 10 minutes.
Please do not. You're giving them clout.
Okay.
But anyway, but let's go ahead and get into it. So, Belair is going to chime in after I give in, you know, each of my countdowns, and he's going to give me his perspective on that. So, you know, just feel free to add in as we go along. All right. So coming in at number one, and I think this is very important to leave behind in 2019, we need to stop promoting thoughtism. Okay. We need to make sure that we are wearing clothes on Instagram and Snapchat. We are not going to promote fuckery where people want to sit there and act like hoes and think they get paid to be a hoe when they're not getting paid to be a hoe. It's just not cute. What?
I mean, go ahead. Explain your version of thoughtism.
Thoughtism.
People should be able to express themselves highly. I mean, I get what you mean by thoughtism, but you know, it's a gray area there. What about Amber Rose? She done? No more?
No, she's done. No, no thanks to the slut walk. Okay. No. Listen here. My thing is this, is that we need to promote self-respect. Self-dignity. Yeah. And I feel like what kind of irks me is that you have these hoes who are dressed in bras and panties, and then they want to talk about how they're manifesting into their peace and self-respect. No, I don't see that. And then it's like, you know, we promote a lot of, like, you know, the whole we're going to be twerking half naked and all these premium IG accounts. And it's like, we need a job and we need some self-respect and we need to have some real women leaders, okay, in 2020.
More so like celebrate wholesomeness than, you know, like, you know, just because I feel like, you know, it is what it is. Like, I don't know if you're going to be able to stop thoughtism, but I definitely think you should celebrate like wholesome people more, you know, like when they do things that are of character. And, you know, some people work hard behind the scenes, you know, it'll make it, you know, more present if that's the case, you know. But, you know, thoughtism is, people going to die. I don't know. You can't stop.
Right. But I didn't say stop. Thoughtism. I said stop promoting it.
Promoting. Okay.
All yeah.
Right. Clear. See, pay attention.
But I feel you. No, wholesome-ism, yeah, whatever you want to call it, that's cute too. I mean, I agree with you 1,000%. We cannot stop people from being hoes. I get that. But we do tend to give more attention to that. And I think that's fucked up because when it trickles down into businesses, when it trickles down into people's music, their craft, if you are half naked, you're going to get more attention than a girl who is dressed regular. And that's not fair. Stop promoting it.
That's a fact. I believe it. All right. I believe in that.
Okay.
Agreed.
Well, thank you. Thanks, of course, you don't have to agree with me either. So.
No, I do. I do. I genuinely do. So, okay.
Okay. Well, let's go into number two now. Coming in at number two, leave the scam shit alone. You cannot absolutely flip $10 into $100. No, I don't want to be a part of your pyramid scheme. No, I will not fucking Cash App you anything. And also, too, side note, stop promoting your motherfucking Cash App fucking handle. No.
No, that definitely blows minds. I like, look, I get it's your birthday, but I don't know you. I will not be giving you any money. I look at it, too, and I kind of chuckle at it. I'm like, this
stupid.
I think it's bold. Like, I respect the person who says, you know what? I'm going to put my Cash App. Just throw it out there. But nah. And stop bringing your old friends into your pyramid schemes. Can we stop that, though? Like, when you see somebody from a long time and then, like, the conversation's going good and they got that smile on that face. So, like, yo, man, you trying to be your own boss? And they, you know, I've literally drawn that shit out for some people. I'm like, uh-huh, who gets the money? It literally turns, yeah, no more pyramid schemes. No more. You know, it's cute. Yeah. Did you ever get caught up, like, with the wish you were there shit? You remember that?
No, I don't know what that is. What is that?
Oh, my God. When people with the flights, when they were like, yo, and if you get this person to give you money, it's like, it was with the flights. Like, and they were like, look, man, like, I'm flying here. But yeah, it was just crazy, man. Like, I swear to God, everybody I met, they stopped doing that shit. I haven't seen it in a while. Damn, it didn't make it. That shit didn't make it out to Seattle. That's crazy.
No, I never heard of that. I mean, the only thing I've seen is like, you know, they're like, oh, you start a certain business and then you join under me. Like, I think I've seen it with the MCA stuff. I don't know if you've seen that with the banks or whatever, and yeah, whatever. But that's all I've seen. And but yeah. I just feel like there are so many unlimited resources out there for us to get a side hustle that you don't need to scam. And I'm gonna tell you like this, you're gonna end up in jail. I promise you.
And jail ain't it. I never want to go. I ain't never gonna go to jail. Jail ain't it. I don't think jail will ever be it.
Okay.
You gotta be a special nigga to like jail.
Yeah. So let's just stop doing that. Okay. Yeah. And posting your Cash App is a scam. Stop.
Yes.
Just saying.
I mean, it's begging. We just gonna leave.
It is begging. It's it's 2019 begging. Y'all motherfuckers wouldn't be on the train with a motherfucking hat out asking for quarters, so why are you doing it with your fucking Cash App? Stupid. Okay, moving along. Coming in at number 3, support your friends. No fucking freebies. Buy my shit. No discounts. Yes. No.
Mm-mm. The reason why we can't afford shit is because we do not pay one another. Pay your friends so they can afford to pay you back for your services. And if you can't afford your friends, then you can't buy it. You don't walk in the CVS. You don't walk in the wherever the fuck you going with half the money for whatever the fuck you want and walk out with it. Treat your friends' business with respect. You know what I mean? Like, that's the ball. Oh, yes, please.
Mm-hmm. Amen. I agree. By the way, that was his idea.
Yeah, pay your friends, man. Fuck all that. Pay your friends, and if you the person friend, get paid. Don't do nothing that is underneath your worth. Get paid.
And not even that. Also, if you can't afford anything, just fucking share it. Sharing is free. Right. Yes. It costs you nothing to hit the share button.
I mean, I don't agree with sharing everything. Like, if it don't resonate with you, but like, honestly, like, you can pass like it to somebody else. Anything. I don't know about the sharing part. I don't kind of agree with that.
I feel like if we're close friends, I mean, it's called support. I mean, I'm not saying it has to align with everything I do, but if you're my friend, you're my ride or die. Like, yeah, I'm gonna hold you down. I mean, there's things that some of my friends that I'm like, ooh, I'm not really feeling every bit of thing. Yeah. But at the same sense too, it's like I could be sharing that to somebody who likes that. You know what I mean? Who am I to dictate what I like is what other people like? You know what I'm trying to say? So
that makes sense. That makes sense.
Yeah. So, I mean, I hear you. I mean, do what you want to do. But for me, it's like, you know, if you really hold somebody down.
Say your friends have some, like, really garbage shit. Like, you post it?
Yes. Because you know what? What is one man's treasure? Trash is another man's treasure.
Yo, that's fucked up. She's like, said one nigga's trash ass song is somebody else's fucking banger. I hear you. All right. You're right. You absolutely right. Heard you. Okay.
I'm just saying shit, whatever. But that was mean. My bad.
All right. For all my friends who have... damn, I'm going to get in trouble for this. For all my friends who have trash on, I'm going to start posting this shit.
Everybody have to be your friends, though. Like, friends.
Nah, my friends don't make trash music. All my friends is nice, though.
So then you're good. Yeah, no. I mean, like, if I don't know you and we just chit-chat on IG... we're not friends, so I'm not going to share your shit. But I'm going
to
tell you.
People don't necessarily ask me to repost their stuff. I mean, I repost stuff. I'm not shiesty with the reposting, but like sometimes some people random hit me up and they be like, I'd be like, no.
You are shiesty with my stuff.
I bet.
No, you are.
No. I know. I'm not posted. You know, I post your shit. Let me.
Oh, I'm going to be very clear here. I have not been reposted other than September's episode. But
you ain't got to call me out like that. Don't disrespect me like that. Don't disrespect me like that on the podcast.
All right.
I got you, though. I've been slacking.
All right. We might.
Album mode, man. Album mode. I'm sorry.
Moving along. I hate you. Okay, moving on. Coming in at number 4, and this is going to be a fan favorite for Lipstick Alley, toxic co-parenting. I strongly believe this, guys, okay? I do feel like that we need to come together, even if we ain't together, to, you know, go ahead and parent these kids. Now, Mr. Belair got some backlash off of this because he had said some things. And, okay, I'm going to kind of break it down just a little bit. There was a big, big confusion. First things first, he's never disclosed the race of his baby mama. But yet, Lipstick Alley assumed that he was bashing black baby mothers. Two, they also had this interpretation, I guess, that I don't know, that you just bash baby mothers, right? Nah. I think that was just what it was.
Nah, I mean, I think it was just misunderstood. Like, first of all, like, I was raised by a black woman, so I love black women. You know what I'm saying? Like, just I've been surrounded by nothing but strong black women. They did the shit on their own. When they didn't have it, they found the way they got it done. So I would never disrespect anybody like that as far as black women go. My situation is just my side of the story. You know what I mean? I tell it from my perspective, and I, you know, I try to help people who might be in my position. Somehow we got, like, you know, discombobulated as a generalization. Like, I dislike black women. Because honestly, you know, I was told something by one of my friends, and she was like, yo, you know, I can make a boy that looks just like you. And like, it hit me, because like, that's kind of the most powerful thing. Like, yo, I can, you know, so I would never disrespect something that can make another version of myself, maybe even a better version of myself. You know what I mean? I think that was the misconception. But I do appreciate those who reached out and cursed me out, because, you know, I respect everybody's opinion. I love you, Lipstick Alley. I'm gonna keep saying that shit all this whole time. I love, because I do love them. They passionate, man.
I guess. But also, too, I guess the other thing was that they took his music, guys, and because he mentioned Hispanic or Latina women, that was a preference of his.
Listen, women of all walks are beautiful. You know what I mean? I feel like beauty is definitely a thing that's perspective and your understanding of it. It's not a preference. It's not something that I sway to or fetish about, you know, because I know how it is. You know, a lot of black dudes are willing to bash black women or say other women or treat them better, and you know, I don't feel like that. I don't generalize like that. Like, my interaction is from person to person. So yeah, that was another thing that got misconstrued. That was, no, sorry, you missed that one, guys. Go Girl is about a black woman, you know.
Okay. Well, see, now, so again, so with the toxic co-parenting, what I define toxic co-parenting is where one or both parties are refusing to have healthy and effective communication, and it hinders either parents from not only parenting, but it also then trickles down and affects the child. You know, when you become a parent, regardless of whatever the status of the relationship is with that partner, I feel like you guys have to come together at some point and figure out some type of communication to bridge that gap and continue to parent the child. And sometimes people will be at odds with each other and not want to communicate or not talk at all or not even deal with each other. And in turn, the child suffers. So you mentioned on the season 2 premiere that you do not want to talk with, or you don't choose to, like, well, not that you don't want to talk to her, but that you wouldn't go in her space to, you know, take extra measures to be present or more present.
No, nah, so and I misspoke, because we was just shooting the shit, but like, in reality, like, my number one priority always is and always will be my child. You know what I mean? And I'm pretty sure he will be happy seeing us coexist in a place and being healthy for him. You know what I mean? So in the end, that is something I would want for my child. You know what I mean? Because that's just like, that's something I always wanted. I think when you're like, when you go back and you think to what you had or where you were at the time, you know, you lose sight of, like, that was your friend at one point. And it's, you know, and at the end of the day, like, you know, the emotions just get tied up in everything. But at the end of the day, like, if you are able to make your child the first priority and push that aside, you know what I mean, you can have a healthy life. Because I've seen people co-parent, you know what I mean? It is a beautiful thing. And honestly, I wish I can get to that. You know what I mean? It's something I aspire to be like. And if there was an opportunity where it could get to that, I would just take it, you know? But that was the misconception. Like, that was just me shooting the shit. It's like, just talking my side of the story. But what something I would aspire is to just have that, because my son deserves that. You know what I mean? He doesn't need to have his first understanding of a relationship between his mom and dad as something toxic or unavailable, because I don't want him to think that that's how relationships are, you know?
Perfect. Okay. Well, good. There you have it, Lipstick Alley.
Ta-da!
Clarification.
I love you, Lipstick Alley.
Daddy does. Daddy does. Okay. Moving along. So coming in at number 5, start a business. So yes. I know this is not part of like the stop, but I guess the stop piece to like leaving this behind is stop making other people's dreams come true. I mean, let's just stop doing that in 2019. You know what I mean? So going into 2020, you know, make your own means. You hate your job, make your own. You know what I mean? Create an opportunity for yourself. I'm not saying you have to quit your fucking job. I mean, you can if you want to, but I would start a path to making your own. You know, a lot of people sit around and they like to complain that they're unhappy in the situation that they're in, because we get it. It pays the bills. But are you really genuinely trying to make an opportunity for yourself to at least better yourself to then in turn make your own business? So start doing that. It could be something simple. Anything. Doesn't matter. Find a fucking hustle and fucking make it a business. What about you? What do you think?
No, I say I agree. You know, we all need other streams of income and not making, because I see a lot of people, like, they work hard for other companies, and it's like, just for them to say yes to give them a promotion. I've seen people sit in companies for 10 years and do the amount of work that they could do for themselves in 1 year and make change their lives. You know what I mean? And there's too many things to learn. You know what I mean? Like, you could look on YouTube, learn how to make fucking candles and sell fucking candles. You can do catering. I know people who could cook their asses off. You know what I'm saying? You could do catering. Some people who are great at designing, great at drawing, you know what I mean? They can do commissions. There's like, you know, because you should just always aspire to level up. You know what I'm saying? And if you're out there hustling with just a little bit, because I know a lot of people who, like, $200 extra a month will make all the difference in their lives. And you think about it, what? That's 10 items at $20. You know what I'm saying? Like, people could do that in their sleep if, you know, if you hustling like that. So, yeah, of course, always got to go for another stream of income.
True indeed. I like that. That was very good. All right, guys, we're going to take a quick break. Let's take a listen to some music from Bel Air.
I know I can't help myself when we're all alone. Still indecisive, you're so undecided. Between love and a whisper, love and hating me. Tonight I don't want, but I need you. You don't want, but you need me. Tonight I don't want, but I need you.
Moving on. Coming in at number 6, which is my favorite, we are going to stop giving clout to the following rappers. Mumble rappers, nursery rhyme rappers.
Yes.
Offbeat, having ass rappers.
Yes. Oh my God, yes.
Cultural appropriation rappers.
Strippers.
That was silent.
Does that mean?
Wait, what?
Is it strippers, like stripper rappers? Can we stop that?
I don't know about that one.
Nah, because, like, yo, nah, if you can actually rap, but yeah, but any girl who get their body done think they could. Nah, let me stop. Never mind. Move on.
Okay, yes. You just started something else.
I know, right?
See,
wait.
Never mind. Just
edit that out.
No. No. Yes. And those who are lacking the history and paying homage to real hip hop rappers. Okay. You cannot wake up one day and say, I want to be a rapper. And don't know shit about rapping. Okay. No thanks. Stop. The problem is that everybody gets a nice beat and they think because they have a little jingle and they went on Rhyme Zone or some shit that they're lit. Okay. And I'm going to tell you right now, guys, guess what? Me, that's going to be me in 2020 though. Okay. Because I'm dropping my album.
You're going to be on Rhyme Zone?
I'm going to be on Rhyme Zone and I'm going to be on this wave dropping an album. All of that good stuff. I'm going to charge y'all 99 cents. No.
99 cents? All right.
99 cents for the whole album. No, I lied. Yikes. I don't know about that. Yeah. Yeah, that's a steal. Never mind.
All right. Am I going to be on it?
I don't know. I mean, I feel like you can out rap me. So, no. I need people that are mediocre.
I'll ghost write for you.
No, negative. Because if I blow up, then no. You know how much money you're going to make? No.
All right. Fine. You know what? I can't wait till it drops. 2020.
No, I don't, but I need to learn the flow. I don't know. I've been practicing my bars and stuff. And I think I previewed some of that. I don't have my phone with me, but I practice my bars. I'm not going to spit on here. But, you know, yeah, we'll get a preview eventually. Who knows? We'll see. Right. You know, I might have you sing on there, though. You know, I could use that.
I got the vocals, so, you know.
You do. He really does have vocals, guys. He really does.
I try. But, yeah, I mean, I agree with what you're saying. Like, I mean, people should just take it more serious. I mean, we need better music, better influence, you know what I mean? Especially like with things like with Juice WRLD going on, like you can add something that's good and creative and constructive, you know what I mean? Like the other bullshit just to get on or just to get clout, because that's pretty much all it's about. Everybody just wants attention and they want to degrade themselves, and it makes it harder for those wholesome people to get through. So definitely, I'm fucking totally for that shit.
Yeah, rapping is not flat tummy tea.
Flat tummy tea.
No, dead ass. Everybody thinks they could just like jump on, sell some shit.
I feel like that's the name of a surgery clinic somewhere.
Oh, you said that's the name of a clinic.
Like, yeah, well, not a clinic. We know where people get surgery. It's, you know, it's not a hospital.
Surgery. It's a tea that makes you poop.
I know. It makes you poop and it makes you skinny. Skinny poops.
Skinny poops.
That's disgusting. Anyway, yeah. That took a left turn.
Moving on. Yes, moving on. I'm sorry, guys.
I love how before every like topic you say moving on. It's like the best thing ever. It's like, and moving on.
Yeah, that's it.
She's like, can you give me crickets for that? Like,
yeah, you want crickets?
Yeah, I want crickets.
I hate you.
Come on.
Anyways, moving on. Coming in at number 7, and this is a favorite of mine as well, stop explaining yourself. No is fucking no. I can't go. I'm not able to do this shit. I don't want to be with you. You don't need to fucking tell people why. Who the fuck are people? Nobody.
No is a closed end statement.
Yes.
It's a period at the end of that shit. Nah.
Or an exclamation point if you're upset.
Nah. You won't be extra about it. You want to draw the point home. No. My favorite meme of the decade was that Bugs Bunny shit, man.
Well, so, that you can do. You can drop memes.
No. Just no. Absolutely not. You gotta tell people that. Protect your space. Protect your peace. Protect your mental. Like, if you cannot do it, no. Don't overextend yourself and be spread in 30 places and not have nothing to offer to yourself because you couldn't say fucking no. The word of 2020 is...
No. No. And if they say why, just say because no.
Because no.
Yeah.
Like, if why, refer to a previous answer.
You know what? I've heard that somewhere before.
Consuela. No, no, no. Mr. Superman, no. No, no, no. Straight up. No, nigga.
Not please say no, nigga.
Yeah, no, you gotta be like, no, nigga. Just no. Oh, it's solid no. Just no.
Lipstick Alley, no.
Don't do that. I love you, Lipstick Alley. Don't do that. They know that. I love them. I love them.
Oh my God. No, oh, sorry. Okay. Yeah. I like, it's just so funny. I'm sorry, guys.
It is. Because I love them. Like, I really do. Like, they are so passionate and driven. Oh.
Well, you know what? I hope when he drops his album in 2020, they keep that energy.
Oh, wow. Man, they're great. I mean, they've complimented my music. Like, I mean, they've read my ass, but I mean, they've complimented the music, so I'm on the right track, you know?
Yeah, they listen through and through.
There's a little bit of spiritual tweaking.
Well, did you get more plays because of them?
I mean, they've been pretty consistent. I mean, a lot of the people are honestly just waiting for Note to Self. So, like, I'm just trying to, like, hide in my little cave and work on that until I'm ready to drop it.
Copy. Heard you. Okay. Mm-hmm. Anyway, well, let's move on. So, coming in at number 8, and this is another favorite, stop not blending. Hear me out. Mm-hmm. We're going to blend our fucking contour, your fucking eyeshadow, your motherfucking leave out, and your fucking wigs, because I'm fucking sick of it.
The wig thing is real. Like, we're dudes are noticing that now.
Yeah, because like, of fucking Instagram. They ruined it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They look like Velcro or like a hand basket or like, you know, like some stitching. You can do better. Like, honestly, I don't mind natural hair. You can do better than that. If you got to put like, you know, that on your head, you know.
That, like okay. It's a hat.
It is. It's, you never seen like a hat when you flip it inside out and you got all the stitching and shit? That's what the wig look like.
Team no helmets.
Yeah, no helmets. No helmets, no inside out hats. That's just, I'm good.
I was gonna say a side note, but I was gonna say niggas that be wearing they fitted take the fucking stickers off. That's just a side note.
All right, I mean, this is nobody does that. I know you ain't been in New York in a while, but niggas is not wearing New Era hats.
Yo, I swear to God, I still see it. Nah, I was just there in February and I saw it.
You in East New York. That's what it is. You in East New York. Ain't no way you're in Harlem.
Yes,
nigga,
in
that nigga 45 and drink ENJ. No. that nigga 45 and drink ENJ. That nigga ain't.
I swear to God.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. Okay. He had on an 8-ball jacket or a Pelly?
No, he had a hoodie on because it was fucking hot as fuck when I went over there in February.
It was black, wasn't it? And
he was a black guy.
No, I said the hoodie was black and he had on black Air Forces, right?
I don't remember
that. Stick up nigga. No, exactly. No, that's only niggas that do that. That's the stick up niggas with the new era on his hat. Yeah, that's no. You can't make your assessment based off of that, no. It's inaccurate.
I'm good.
Moving on.
No, I'm not done yet. But no, final thoughts on this stop not blending shit, okay? If you are confused on how to achieve any of the looks of blending, just don't fucking do it. YouTube ain't shit. Like, no, deadass. Like, YouTube would not fucking teach you it. It's either you really were gifted.
No, I thought that's how girls learn.
No. No. You have to have the gift.
Like,
okay?
You got to do an arm test. Like, if your arm doesn't look like your face, you got to, like, you know.
No, it's not arm. That. No, that is not how we match make. Do not match your makeup based off of your arm.
No.
No.
All right. My bad. No. I don't know how it works.
No, you don't. You are to put it towards your chest and your neck.
Because the neck area be looking crazy sometimes. Or
yeah, they don't blend down. They don't put it to their neck. Mm. Yeah. And then when they put the flash on, they look like a fucking goat.
My thing is this, though. Like, y'all don't got friends that tell y'all, like,
they don't have friends like me. See, I'm the kind of friend I'll do your makeup. Because yeah, you're not going to go outside like that with me.
Yeah, because that shit is crazy. Because some people friends be...
No, they don't give a fuck. Or maybe they're unaware. But no, seriously though, I feel like you have to have the gift. Like, I feel like YouTube really doesn't teach you shit. And honestly, either you have it or you don't. And baby, if you motherfucking don't, you don't. Mm-mm. Just don't do it. Sorry. Yeah. That's just where I'm at with that. Yeah, just stop.
I agree.
Yeah. Moving on. Coming in at number 9, stop being thirsty in motherfucking DMs. I should not be able to decipher that you have had no fucking pussy because you're fucking thirsty. You're in my fucking DMs, double texting, triple texting, sending a bunch of heart emojis or watermarks. You're fucking thirsty.
It's just a little bit of pride. We gotta learn how to take L's, man. You know, some people don't know how to take L's. Learn how to take your L's. Like, if it's an L, take it and walk, man. Like, that whole triple texting and, like, do you get people that get mad at you when you don't reply? Like,
those? No, they just keep doing it.
No?
No, like, I have not been told.
I was trying to take you on a vacation to Aruba and fly you out, but you so stuck. You don't get those?
No, the only one was the tables thing on my question of the day. And then, no, I don't get offered trips. I mean, I used to get offered trips in Snapchat. One guy asked me, like, for New Year's to go to Vegas. And I was like, suck my dick.
Oh, that's true. Hey, it always trips me out when girls say that. Like, that's it's a lot, you know? Because imagine if niggas, like, yeah, no, that's a lot.
Is it?
Yeah, that's a lot.
You know what's a lot? You motherfuckers not backing the fuck off. Ooh. That's a lot.
Don't lump me in that. I back off. I take my L's. You hand me an L, I'm like, thank you. Kindly, I take my L and I walk off. I don't do nothing else, no.
I want to know about an L. So tell me about your L moment.
I mean, if you dub me a friend zone, that's an L moment. Like, if somebody's like, hey, you know, you're like, hey, I'm going to get to know
worst?
You.
What's the worst?
The worst? I don't know. You're not doing that to me. Lipstick Alley is listening, who I love, and no. No, I'm not going to do that. My second worst? Oh, my God. There was this girl I liked. It was in high school. And I liked it so much, I borrowed my brother's sneakers. My brother wears two sizes bigger than mine. I never forget. I think it was like the Air Jordan, like 9s. It was the sky blue ones. And I baked a cake. It was double-layered. I remembered it. And I put strawberry icing over it. And I told her I was bringing a cake. She got mad excited. She was like, we're going to sit on the front. It's Georgia. So, you know, niggas sit on the front porch. I'll be sitting on the porch waiting for you. I got to the last fucking step. And you know what happened?
You fell.
I fell. I tripped. The cake went one way. I fell face first in sand. And I laid there like a good 2 to 3 minutes and was like, and she kind of looked in, she just had a smile on her face. And you know what I did after I got up?
No, what?
I went home. And she felt so bad, she called me. This is back on house phone. She called me on my house phone, like, hey. It's like, you okay? I was just like, I'm all right, blood. Just, yeah. And she, I was a dub after that. I lost every, heartbreak hotel.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God, that's funny as
fuck. It's fucked up. Laughing my pain.
Yeah. Okay, Jairo. Okay. Moving on. Before I move on. Seriously, though, I need you guys to approach women with some respect. Like, you know, tell me what you want to do to me. Anything sexual for me will land you on a one-way ticket on a block flight. Pornhub works fucking wonders. And no, I'm not going to engage in sexting or DM sex talk with you. Fuck you.
It has to work somewhere, though. That's my thing. Like, the way niggas be coming off or people be coming off, like, it has to work somewhere. Like,
somebody with the holes. With the ugly holes. It's the ugly ones. Mm-hmm. Them ugly ones. The ones that be like, ha, 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 ha. You know, crying emoji.
It's all holes.
She said, I feel like...
Do you know that again? She said, oh, okay, got my problem. Stop. She said, ha, ha, ha. No, it's all the holes?
No, it's the ugly ones.
No, I think it's all the hoes.
No, the ugly hoes, because they don't get attention. Like, you know when there's just ugly bitches that get passed around? So
and
they
be
like
mad
this.
Ambitious. Like, they be in Instagram models DMs. Like, some Instagram model got to respond to that.
No, they just ignore it. I don't believe that. I really don't. I don't think they'd be like, oh, that's so cute. No. It's the ugly ones. They practice on them, and then they come to us.
Yikes. Oh, well.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, let's do better, fellas, I guess. Stop talking to the ugly hoes.
Yes.
Be respectful to the ugly hoes. Lipstick Alley, I love you.
You don't have to say anything. This is me thinking these things. All right. Anyway, moving on. Coming in at number 10, stop promoting toxicity. Mm-hmm. Don't be his fucking piece. You know how y'all be preaching that shit? Yeah. I love me a narcissist. Do you fucking realize that peace and tranquility fucking grows edges, bitches?
Well, duh.
Get it together. It does. It does. For real. You're peaceful.
It sound like you saying niggas is the toxic mother. No, it sound like you specifying.
No. I'm telling you, it works both ways. Because there's some girls that get off on fucking not being a man's piece. Okay. Yeah, that's why I just opened with that. Hello. Anyway, also too, if you ever see a bitch with no edges, it's because she's fucking around with toxic shit. Dead ass. It's just not fucking
cute.
She
can't just have some kind of like hair deficiency. It's loss of edges is a direct response to fuck niggas. Damn. Oh,
no, just toxic shit. No, first of all, let me be clear here. I'm not putting this all on men, but I'm being for real. There's some women that literally will be like, okay, I'm going to fuck shit up. I'm going to, you know, get them mad. And then when a nigga's choking you out, they like it. And then they cry later about it. They're fucking weird.
I mean, it's a process. But yeah, no, you know what? Fuck that. I agree. Listen, it ain't for you. It ain't for you. Get rid of that shit.
I agree. It's just what it is. And there are some men out there, too, that they will... And I mean, you guys have heard me break down dating a narcissist. But I think the thing that annoys me is that sometimes on IG, I see a lot of people promoting, you know, that in a joking way. And I just feel like it's just not cute. Stop. It's like either your motherfuckers is going to manifest and be peaceful, or you know what? You go ahead and deal with the toxic fuck shit. But it's not fucking joke.
Yeah, and don't be fake peaceful. You know what I mean? Like, actually work on yourself behind the scenes. Like, because a lot of people, you know, get on Instagram and not be good and try to promote like pages that have peaceful messages. Like, honestly, work on yourself. Be that person that can like actually help people, because like, yeah, it's a slippery slope doing that I'm good on Instagram shit, because a lot of people be actually fucked up.
Oh yeah, they do. They really, really do. Mm-hmm. They be crazy. OD crazy. Just saying.
Crazy.
Now, I will be the first to admit that, you know, sometimes a good argument with a man can turn me on. But, there motherfucker, I am entering in fucking peace still.
Mm-hmm. Whatever. Okay. That's the age old legend. Every girl likes to start a fight. Every girl loves to start a fight.
Yeah, but ain't nobody gonna be choking me.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know. I ain't going violent. That's
no, I know what I'm saying. There are some that are like, oh, dude, no. I mean, you know,
Moving on.
Right. Okay. Anyway, so moving on, I do have three bonuses. First one is, and this is a favorite as a bonus for what you should stop doing in 2019. Stop looking fake single. I am so sick of you motherfuckers being in 10-year relationships and then y'all don't even have a partner in sight. And then y'all be in somebody DMs and then boom, you pop up with what? A fucking wife. It's not cool. Yeah, yikes. We're going to stop doing that. It's either we're going to be together or we're not. I don't want to be out with my man. And this has happened to me in real life, you guys. I don't want to be out with my man and a motherfucker be posting himself like he ain't fucking with me. Nigga, if we together, we together. I'm going to put my hand in the fucking picture. I don't give a fuck.
Do I have the name bracelet in it, the name chain in it? Like
all of that. Mm. Yes. Okay.
I think it's just being honest. Like, if you want to be a trick nigga and have four or five girlfriends, like, be honest with the four or five girlfriends you have. Stop lying. You don't have to put this representative forward or something that's going to work like that. Just be honest.
It's not only that. It's just that people like to look single on the internet because they like the attention. I'll be the first to admit, I love attention. I really fucking do. But I'm not doing that.
Mm-mm. Yeah, but I mean, even if you are like that, just be honest about it. Be like, look, man, I'm with you and I love attention. That's not me. I'm just saying, if you're going to be like that, be with somebody who knows about it and who's aware of it. Communication. Let's communicate in 2020.
Just because you communicate doesn't mean that you still get to look fake single.
No, you don't. I mean, yeah, if somebody says, if you tell a person, like, look, I want to look fake single, and they go, okay, I'm cool with that. Yeah, they know about it. But don't sit there and act like, oh, I want to be committed in a relationship and then you want to be fake single. I mean, if that's what the nigga wanna do, that's what the nigga gonna do, or a person gonna do. It doesn't matter, nigga, female, or, you know, whoever.
Whoever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know what I mean? It's just like, if you wanna be something, be honest about it. Be yourself. Live in your truth. That's it. Live in your truth in 2020. If you wanna be a fucking jazz playing astronaut, be a jazz playing astronaut. Don't fucking front like you something else.
I can't.
Boom.
I'm going to be honest here. If I were to agree to some shit like that, understand it is on and popping.
That's you, though. Like, I mean, it's just, you know, you ain't going to agree to that shit, but there might be somebody out there for you who is okay with that. And you need to be honest to figure that out.
Is that how you operate?
No. Mm-mm. One of y'all is hard enough. I don't do the whole, yeah.
You said one of y'all is hard enough.
One of y'all is hard enough, man. You know how complex and vast a woman's needs are. I would never throw another one into that shit. Ooh.
Oh, you hear this? Like, they're just like little objects that he has to maintain.
Objects, but you know, people are people. People are growing in their own individual ways, and you have to align with that and figure that out. And if you're not doing that with one, and you're doing that with two, you're dividing your attention, and it makes it 20 times harder. And one thing women do not tolerate in this day and age is a stagnant man. Mm. And you're going to be stuck trying to figure out two women at once. Guarantee that shit.
That's a fact. Okay, we're not going to stick on this one too long. Moving on. Mm-mm. My second bonus.
Like, you're still a hoe.
Yeah, you are. That's just bullshit. Not you. No, not you.
Oh. Oh, it was just like, ouch.
No, in general. No. No. Never. Moving on.
Hoes will be hoes. Hoes is out there. Men, if male and female, right?
Yeah. Oh, I agree. I mean, yeah, more men than women. Male.
I don't know. All right.
Look here, not everybody's a good guy.
Not every girl's a good girl. Hot girl summer, man. Shit.
Huh.
Girls was
vicious. That was a retaliation to men being hoes.
Mm-mm. Y'all had between the city girls and Meg. This year was rough on niggas, man. You're like, damn. I ain't even, you know what? I'm not gonna
go there. Why?
I love you, Lace Big
Alley. They were running up on you, so.
Nope. Don't even do that. We're not
lining
gonna do that.
Lining you up.
Not today. Yeah, no.
Moving on. Okay, so my second bonus. Stop trolling and hiding behind fake accounts. fucking old are you? For real. And who the fuck got the time and the fucking patience to create not only a fucking fake email, but then a fake account, and then to find some fucking pictures, and then follow fucking people? What is wrong with y'all? And then y'all even bold. Y'all just coming through with zero followers, zero people, zero pictures. You're fucking bored.
Not even bored. Just heal yourself. Like, people are guilty of it. It's a slippery slope. Some people dabble with it because it's something that can happen. You know what I mean? But honestly, the trolling and the living the life outside of yours is just a distraction to take away from yourself. Like, heal and grow.
I don't even feel like it's living a life outside. I feel like they're doing it to be fucking mean because they're pussy. They don't want to sit there and show their real fucking face and their real fucking name. Like, come to me as you, sis or sir.
I mean, it's just, it's people have their things, man, you know, that make them who they are. And some people have to hide because they don't want to address who they are.
Yeah, but we're not talking catfish here, okay? Because catfish done fucked it up for y'all. I'm talking about motherfuckers that want to have something to say off their chest, but they don't want to come to nobody as a woman or a man.
That is true. Step up to the plate. Living, like I said, living your truth. 2020. Step up to the plate. Be honest.
Right. Come through in your real self that I don't like you.
Say it.
Voice messages. Leave your fucking name and number.
All right, that's a bit much. I ain't leaving my number for nobody.
Not you. I'm talking about them who leave their voice messages. Leave your name and your number.
Look, I will gladly return your call. In your, exactly, in your person. You know what I mean? You got something to feel. You should say it with your face and your vibe. You know what I mean? Because that's how you feel. You shouldn't have to hide behind no account. Honestly.
Yeah, I mean, even to the point that they're hiding behind, like, fucking, they're changing their voice, like, the sound.
Really?
Sounds like fucking Dark Vader. I swear to God. Sounds like fucking Dark Vader.
Nah, well, the lipstick alley people were, you know, voice changing on me at least, you know. Which was the lipstick alley people, which I love, to whom I love. Nah, they didn't do that, you know. But yeah, you know, it's time for us to, you know, be the best version of ourselves. You can't do that behind a fake profile. You can't.
Well, they got blocked.
Yeah, they got blocked on mine too. Somebody I was wilding, like, I get it, you know. Shit is tough, but yeah, y'all be ODing. ODing. But I love y'all. But I love them. Passionate Lipstick Alley. You gonna do the Moving On? Oh, that was the last one.
No, I have one more.
Oh, you do? Oh, it's lit.
One more bonus. Mm-hmm. Finally, the final bonus. Just let go. So, you know, just stop with the hurt. Stop with the pain. Stop with the broken relationship. Just drop it all. Holding on is a lot harder than letting go. So let the shit go. That's it.
Let's go into this next 10 years, like, with, you know, palms open, ready to receive blessings, you know, just let it come in, you know, all of us, because, you know, I'm on the same boat. Like, it's time to just go into this decade and really come into ourselves and do the things we're supposed to do, you know.
I agree. Final question, final thoughts. So where do you see yourself in the next 10 years? You're going to be like, how old?
Ooh, none your business. Two. I need to, like, have it all. I need to be, like, in L.A., a nice little house, you know, by one of those beaches in the mountains and shit. You know, just my music out there. People love the music and appreciate it. Just making albums and just being fucking happy and peaceful and helping other people be peaceful, you know?
That's cute.
Where do you see yourself?
I don't know.
No saying.
I don't know. I haven't thought that out. I plan on writing, like, journaling, like, a whole, I guess, 10-year plan-ish. But I don't know. You know, I did and I do have intentions of moving back to the East Coast. Uh-oh. So that is a big possibility.
You coming back to the city?
No. To New Jersey, maybe.
Jersey's lit.
Mm-hmm. So...
Yeah. I would say come back to the Bronx, but everybody hates the Bronx. But, you know, the best shit coming out of everywhere is coming out of the Bronx right now, so whatever.
Yeah. No, thanks. But
Cardi. Cardi's from the Bronx.
That's good for her.
All right. Oh, wow. Oh, lipstick. Oh, Lipstick Alley, I love you.
Oh, yeah, they are real Cardi B fans because she had
I love the
Cardi B
alley.
Avatar. Mm-hmm.
You're not going to go that far. Okay. I mean, we're not going. Okay.
Anyway, I don't know yet. I really don't know per se. I mean, because, you know, I kind of want to grow my podcast, but then I kind of like, don't. I want to grow my tutoring, but then I kind of like, you know, I don't know yet. You know, so I'm going to figure it out soon. You know, I'm trying to make moves as they come, so to speak. Well,
I wish you many blessings on that, you know. Ooh. Well, take my blessing.
No, I have a real cough right now. My bad. It's a real cough. No, but I mean, I do plan on planning that out. I haven't like went through that. I mean, my main focus though is for 2020, and then, you know, mapping out a plan and stuff. I really kind of don't even want to speak too much into what it is, because I mean, not everybody need to know your moves, because you know, Lipstick Alley is listening.
I love you, Lipstick Alley. Yeah, I'm just gonna think you'll listen.
But yeah, I mean, well, I really hope you guys enjoy the countdown. You know, final thoughts for me would be is definitely, you know, I really hope, you know, the things that we kind of broke down today get taken seriously to some extent for some people who care for it. But my final thoughts for this would just be, honestly, is that I'm sick and tired of all the fucking things I talked about today. I'm just tired. I'm tired of it. And I think a lot of people should be tired of it too. And I feel like, you know, I'm just sick of people walking around always new year, new me, blah, blah, blah. No, let us just elevate ourselves and just be better people. We don't have to be brand new. We don't have to announce it. And, you know, just practice real peace shit. Okay. All right. That's where I'm at. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was my final thought.
My final thought is, like, honestly, whatever it is that makes you happy, figure it out and do that shit. I don't give a fuck what it is, you know, just figure out a way to be happy. Like, whatever you're doing, it has to have the end result in some sort of happiness for you. You got a lifetime to figure that shit out. All that trolling and figuring out, like, why you're being mad at somebody else when you can be happy with yourself, cut it. You know what I mean? Just take the time, figure out how to be happy, figure out how to love yourself, and just grow on that. You know what I mean? It'll take you out of a certain situation, and it might take you somewhere where you probably wouldn't have thought to go on your own. So just figure out how to be fucking happy.
Lipstick Alley.
I ain't say all that, but I do love them.
Anyway, well.
Oh, man, this is going to go one of two ways. Either they are going to be my best friends after this, or they are going to hate me.
Well, I suspect that there's going to be more accounts made and more bullshit.
So. I think that we'll actually become friends, and I'll get an invite. I'll be at somebody's cookout, you know, because I'm not, you know. Not a bad guy, you know.
I'm gonna be real. If you got an invitation, that's a setup.
Might be. Maybe.
Baby mother basher.
I'm not a baby mother basher.
No, the way they spelled the M-U-V-A, mother.
Yeah, I mean, but you gotta put that on it, you know, so you know you mean what you're talking about. It's not your baby mother, it's your baby mother.
Mother.
Oh my God, I still love it. No, but yeah, you know, they're just passionate, you know, that's all it's about. I get it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I thank you so much, Mr. Belair, for coming back, you know, despite the fact that you were bullied on the internet and shit. No, and man, they try to make you cry and whatever.
Constructive conversations, you know, that's all it's about. I just, you know, I get it.
Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, I do thank you guys, and, you know, definitely be on the lookout. You know, like he mentioned, Note to Self will be dropping in 2020, as we kind of talked about. And it was a sneak peek that was released back in September for Busta Love. So, yeah. Right? It was Busta Love. Yeah, it was Busta Love. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So, I mean, you can feel free to listen to that. And then on a commercial break, I will have one of his songs. He's not giving me any music from Note to Self, unfortunately. Even though I've heard.
Maybe. We'll see.
Anyway, thank you guys so much for tuning into today's episode. As always, feel free to leave a voice message. Your name and your number will be appreciated, so that way I can return your fucking messages. Okay. All right, well, until next time, guys, I thank you so much for tuning in.